You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, DBX fans, hope you're enjoying your Thanksgiving week. This is Tim McMaster at MLB.com. This week on the podcast, we're going to listen back to some of the most memorable moments of the 2017 season, starting with Daniel Descalzo's walk-off crush in the 13th inning against the Rockies back in April.
Curry holds. Descalzo hits a high drive. Deep right field. Way back. It's in the pool. The former Rocky walks it off.
We got a cement mixer slider right in the middle of the plate. Nice, quick defensive swing by Daniel Descalzo, but he barrels it up to the pool out in right center field. Nice going.
The pitch from Lyles.
High drive. Way back. Warning track. Wall. Touch them all. Splashdown walk-off. Daniel Descalzo. And the Diamondbacks walk it off here. They win it 2-0 in 13 innings.
Up next is Yasmani Tomas putting the D-backs ahead of the Mets late after Paul Goldschmidt's go-ahead homer was overturned.
High fly ball. Deep center field. Way back. It's gone.
They want him to look at it, see if it cleared the yellow line. It looked like it hit on the yellow line from that angle.
Yeah, it looked like it hit the yellow line there.
It's a double. So they'll work to Tomas, first and second, no outs. Way up in the air, deep center field, Yasmani Tomas. It's gone, a three-run homer for Altuve. Seven.
That's coming through in the clutch right there. Goldie almost got one over the yellow line. Tomas more than got this one over the yellow line.
On June 6th, Paul Goldschmidt learned that sometimes baseball is just for the birds.
Popped up. Goldie lets it fall. Got the play on at second. They'll try for two, but Lamet beats it out.
You know, that bird almost interfered with the play. That's foul.
Well, we do have Randy Johnson on the staff. We can take care of this pretty quickly. The bird appears unharmed.
Yeah, I think the bird was calling for it.
Well, the pitch and Lamet bunch in the air, and Goldie picks it up. He'll fire to second, out, back to first. Not in time there.
One of the funniest things I've seen, he's picking that ball up, and a bird is half in his glove. He's picking a ball up and a bird and still makes the play.
It would have been funny if he would have grabbed the bird and fired a strike to second.
On June 18th, Ray Fuentes couldn't have picked a better time to smack his first major league homer in a tie game in the 10th inning in Philadelphia.
Here's Ray Fuentes. Fuentes gives one a ride, deep center field, way back, and gone!
Well, that one made a Goldie-like sound off the bat of Ray Fuentes, a blast to straightaway center field.
Ray Fuentes, his first career big league homer. He hit it into the bushes, and they found the right one with the blue stitching on it on this Father's Day.
Ray has not batted today. He pinch ran for Drury, who walked in the eighth inning. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a drive to center. Pretty well hit by Fuentes. Back goes Herrera. It is gone! A home run! His first big league home run. And the Diamondbacks have got the lead, 5-4. I was thinking maybe he could maybe drop one over the right field wall. He went straight away center. How about that?
Descalzo was at it again in June, walking it off again, this time with a single.
Daniel Descalzo is 5-for-13 in extra innings this year. Base hit! Here comes Goldie! Altair's throw is not in time! Diamondbacks walk it off! And the best start in Diamondbacks history continues. They are now 48-28.
Goldie at second, carrying the potential winning run. Owings at first. Here's a pitch. Swing and a ground ball to second. Base hit right field. Here comes Goldie around third. Here's the throw to the play by Alder. We got a play. Safe. Diamondbacks win it. Descalzo delivers the walk-off. And the Diamondbacks' magic continues here at home in 2017. They win it in 11, 2-1.
2 days later, the D-backs delivered more late-inning drama, tying the Cardinals in the ninth before walking it off in the 10th.
Well, here we go. Bottom nine. 5-4. Diamondbacks trail it. Fly ball, left field. Gritschik backing up. It's gone!
opposite field.
Welcome to D-backs baseball in 2017.
And the magic continues here at Chase Field.
Chris Herman has a walk-off hit to his credit earlier this season against the Mets.
Now a base hit here can win it in the 10th. Base hit!
Look at those guys celebrating right now. Unbelievable win again. Came back.
Two in the eighth. One in the ninth. One in the tenth. 6-5. D-backs win it. And that is win number 50 in 2017.
There was no need for late inning heroics on July 21st as Arizona struck early with back-to-back-to-back jacks off Max Scherzer.
David Peralta gets the first crack. Peralta sends one out of here. There you go.
Forget the red banner. There's a drive to left. That ball's got a chance. That ball's gone. Back to back, Peralta and Pollock to start the night for the Diamondbacks, and it's 2-0.
That was a sizzling line drive that just flew right over the left field wall.
Jake Lamb, there it goes! Get out of here! Holy cow! How about that?
Swing and a drive, three in a row against Scherzer.
Maddox, the pitching coach, is a small walk on his way to the dugout, out of the dugout, to talk to Max Scherzer.
There is nothing normal about this.
Ketel Marte proved in late July that hitting homers isn't all about the power.
Now the infield comes in with Descalso at third, one out. And the hitter is Ketel Marte. Marte hits it toward the right field. Corner! It's off the wall. Ketel Marte's on the run. He's got a chance to come in home. Here he is. Standing up. Holy cow. It rolled away from Rodriguez in the right field corner. Ketel Marte. The inside the park home run.
Marte, a drive to right. That ball is going to be at the wall out there and not caught by the right fielder Rodriguez. Rolls away from him. Look at Marte go. He's rounding third. Here he comes to the plate. Here's a throw. He is in with an inside the park home run. Ketel Marte just blazing around the bases. That's a two-run inside the parker, and it's a four-run Diamondback getting. They lead it 5-1.
Well, maybe the inside the park home run is the most exciting play in baseball. Boy, can he run.
He was blazing around second base.
In that same game, new addition J.D. Martinez gave D-backs fans a glimpse of what was to come.
2-1 to Martinez. Swing and a drive, way back and way out of here. Two-run homer, J.D. And the lead goes to 7-2.
One swing of the bat, there's two more runs.
J.D. Martinez is 18th of the year and his second as a Diamondback.
J.D. Martinez just ripped it out of here to left field, a line drive home run.
J.D. Martinez, opposite field, and there it goes.
His second of the day, opposite field shot. And the lead goes to 10-3 Diamondbacks. Martinez now three with the Diamondbacks since joining the club. Two of those today, two-run shots.
Come on down and see the J.D. Martinez show, his fourth career multi-home run game, his third this year.
Descalzo doesn't have the speed of Marte, but that didn't stop him from rounding the bases on August 17th.
Daniel Descalzo, he drives one deep right center field. And it's off the base of the wall.
Go.
It's rolling back toward left center. Descalzo being waved home. And he will score standing up. Daniel Descalzo, an inside the park home run.
Banged into the deepest part of the ballpark here. Daniel hustling right out of the box. Both outfielders converge on the spot, and it hits one of those angles.
Two up, two down for the D-backs in the fourth, and here's Descalzo. 1-0, Descalzo drives it in the air, deep right center field, way back towards the wall, and it is off the wall, and it bounces away from Mariznick. Descalzo on his way to third. He's going to be waved home by Tony Parascica. He's going to have an inside-the-park home run. 2-0 D-backs.
On August 21st, A.J. Pollock delivered in the clutch in the 10th inning in New York.
One out and the go-ahead run at second. And here's A.J. Pollock, who's 0-for-4. This is deep to center field. Nimmo backing up, looking up, and it's gone! A.J. Pollock, that's his sixth, and it's 3-1 Diamondbacks. There's the big hit.
Nice easy swing, got the barrel on it. That ball carried a long way out there to right center.
His first home run since July 24th.
Blanco at second, the pitch, and Pollock drives it deep to center field. Going back out on his Nimmo, still going back. He looks up, it's gone! A.J. Pollock, a two-run home run, and the D-backs have the lead 3-1 in the 10th.
His sixth of the season, and that was a big one.
Two-run blast of 3-1 D-backs lead. Wow.
The guy that grew up a Mets fan has just hit a two-run home run. There's some weird symmetry there.
2 days later, Pollock starred in the Big Apple again, this time with his glove.
Here it's 4-2 Mets as Travis d'Arnaud leads off the New York 8th. It's a fly ball, deep center field. A.J. Pollock backing up at the wall, and he's got it! A.J. Pollock, what a catch! The gold glover in center field for the Diamondbacks. Wow!
D'Arnaud to deep center. Pollock going back. He is at the fence. He leaps and he's got it! A.J. Pollock just took a home run away from Travis d'Arnaud.
What a play by A.J. He jumps up, catches the ball, brings it back in.
2-1 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. Well hit. Pollock back at the track. At the fence, he jumps. And did he make the catch? He did.
A.J. Pollock might have taken a home run away from Travis d'Arnaud with a beautiful play.
J.D. Martinez had a game for the ages on September 4th at Dodger Stadium, going deep not once, not twice, not three times, but four times in a game.
Martinez, high fly ball, deep left center, and there it goes, J.D. Martinez. Martinez hits it high in the air, deep right field, and that one is gone. Fly ball, right field, there it goes. That's his third home run in three at-bats.
J.D. Martinez, not one, not two, but three homers tonight. And the Diamondbacks now are on top, 7-0.
J.D. Martinez! Is it four? It's gone! J.D. Martinez homers in four consecutive plate appearances at Dodger Stadium. And the Diamondbacks are beating up L.A.
He's tied a major league record. And J.D. Martinez, a part of history tonight here at Dodger Stadium with a four-homer ball game, and even some of the Dodger fans are cheering here at Dodger Stadium. So J.D. Martinez, four home runs, the first Diamondback to ever accomplish that feat.
The next night in L.A., the D-backs won again, this time with an assist from some shaky Dodger defense.
Now Drury the batter. Base open. They've got Descalzo, the lefty, next. The runners advance to second and third. 1-2 pitch from Baez. And Drury, a ground ball down to third. That's scooped by Turner. The throw to the plate. Gets by Grandal.
Herman scores. Here comes Pollock. And it's 3-1 Diamondbacks. Herman was racing toward the plate. Turner came home and he threw it right by Grandal.
It's a fair ball. Then the throw gets off of Grandal. Two runs will score.
It looked like a perfectly good throw from Turner that just ricocheted off the glove of Grandal.
Yeah, I couldn't tell from here if the ball possibly hit the runner, just barely grazed off of him or not.
Either way, two runs are in.
Back to J.D. on September 10th, another two-homer game.
J.D. Martinez leads off the second against Luis Perdomo, and there it goes. Oh, boy. J.D. Martinez just dingers. That's his 36th and number 20 with the Diamondbacks.
Wow, was that ball loud off his bat. Sometimes when you hit him, you know there's just absolutely no doubt. And that ball was way up on the concourse.
Just dingers, JD, just dingers.
The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a drive to center. That ball is smashed. Way back looking up, and that's a two-homer game for J.D. Martinez.
J.D. Martinez just dingers, and it's 3-2 D-backs.
Is this guy for real? That ball was launched out of here. I mean, every part of this ballpark, he just goes everywhere.
Yeah.
All of those moments led up to September 24th when the club clinched a spot in the postseason.
Fans with losses today by the St. Louis Cardinals and the Milwaukee Brewers, the D-backs have clinched a spot in the 2017 postseason and will play in the wild card game on Wednesday, October 4th.
The only run that matters stands 90 feet away.
Yeah, the 1-0 pitch to Martinez. There's a drive to left. Ozuna back, and it's over his head. Up against the wall. Martinez walks off the Diamondbacks.
The road to the National League pennant in 2017 begins right here in Phoenix. They have won the National League wild card and won the right to host the game here October 4th at Chase Field. For the first time in 6 years, the D-backs are headed to the postseason.
The wild card game lived up to its name. Paul Goldschmidt put the Snakes in front in the first.
Now here's Goldie, who does not have good numbers against John Gray. Second playoff series for Goldie. He went 7-for-16 against Milwaukee with two home runs, six RBIs back in 2011. And the pitch on the way, and Goldie swings. High fly ball, deep left field, warning track wall. Touch them all, Goldie! A three-run homer! 3-0 Diamondbacks!
There was no doubt that ball was out of the ballpark.
Breaking pitch, high in the air, to left. Back toward that wall, and gone!
Just a hanging curveball up in the strike zone. Goldschmidt did not miss it. Not only did he finish the season 0-for-17, that was his first hit off John Gray. He had been 0-for-11.
Swing and a high fly ball. Deep left field. Parra back at the track. At the wall. Gone! Paul Goldschmidt goes yard. Deep to left field. In the bottom of the first. And the Diamondbacks jump on John Gray. It's 3-0 Arizona.
In a 6-5 game in the seventh, Archie Bradley came through not with his arm, but with his bat.
Archie had a big double in a ball game late in the season. One RBI on the year. He steps in with two on and two out. Here's Nisik's pitch, and Archie shot to left center field. That's going to gap it all the way to the wall. Two runs are going to score. Archie's into second. He's not going to stop. Here he comes to third. He slides in safely with a triple. Archie Bradley, 8-5 D-backs.
Are you kidding me? Have a night.
Runners take their leads at first and second. Fly ball, left center field. That ball's going to be in the gap. Archie Bradley, are you kidding me? He's going for third, and he's in with a slide. What a time for your first triple.
The pitch. Fly ball well hit, left center field, back towards the wall, it is to the bottom of the wall! A two-run triple for Archie Bradley!
Nothing bigger than that, it was a slider that backed up and stayed up, and Bradley, to his credit, didn't miss it.
And the Diamondbacks have taken an 8-5 lead. Do you believe it?
I told you he looked like a cleanup hitter.
We hope you've enjoyed this trip down memory lane. This has been MLB.com Extra's D-backs edition. Thanks for listening.